The federal government has a new proposal for defining handicrafts made out of sea otter pelts. But it's not what some crafts makers expected. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service governs hunting of sea otters and other protected marine mammals. Its rules allow coastal natives to hunt otters for traditional and subsistence purposes, and it permits pelts to be sold to non-natives after they're significantly altered. But part of the rules are hard to decipher, and different interpretations have led to citations, fines, and other legal action. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute President Rosita Wuerl is part of a region-wide effort to expand the otter business.
Our desire is to move away from the vague language that we've had that has, you know, resulted, I think, in some consternation, you know, with the hunters and with the craftspeople in not knowing, you know, what's legally acceptable.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has released new wording and is taking comments through May 17th. It defines substantially altered as weaving, carving, sewing, beading, drawing, painting, and some other methods. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Bruce Wood says artisans can make mittens, hats, gloves, purses, and scarves, but it prohibits some larger items.
If someone simply drew a picture on the back of a tanned sea otter hide and attempted to sell that as significantly altered, someone who was running a souvenir factory conceivably could buy those hides and turn them into a whole series of little otter dolls and sell them in competition for people who are doing the work as a handicraft.
Wood says native craft people could work in cooperatives or other groups, but they could not use extensive mechanization or divide tasks in anything like an assembly line. He says the new rules include input from hunters and other groups.
So the service has been meeting with some handicrafter groups and other interested parties in an attempt to refine that definition and sort of take some of the angst out of the community of crafters who may not be certain that what they're manufacturing is legal.
Some people working with otter pelts are not happy with the proposed rules. Wuerl says crafters work with the Indigenous Peoples Council for Marine Mammals and other organizations to come up with their own, more flexible proposal. But that's not the Fish and Wildlife Service draft.
All of us are busy studying it right now, but there's a lot of unhappiness that kind of came out of the blue. So it's like we're back to the drawing board.
The Heritage Institute is training tribal members to sew otter pelts to help build a cottage industry, especially in economically depressed villages. Wuerl says the workshops have waiting lists and more are planned. The effort comes as hunters, lawmakers, and scientists debate the impacts of rapid otter population growth in Southeast. Bills in the House and Senate would subsidize hunting with a $100 per pelt bounty. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.